Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your orange couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, July 22nd, 2013.
And this is episode 117.
Keep it going.
I know. This is Jay and Renee with thevalentinecast.com. And we're glad you're here with us.
We are. Very
and
much so.
We're just going to jump right in. And we have a special guest.
Very special guest.
Very special guest.
We have known her since, a long time ago.
Well, I started listening to their podcast before I actually got to know her. So this was around 2007.
Yeah, we've known her for a while. Welcome to the podcast, Aprilian.
Hi. Yay. Thank you for having me. So excited.
Aprilian is one of the hosts, is the creator,
founder and creator,
founder of the Control Alt WoW podcast,
the Control Alt franchise.
Yeah.
It's a franchise which started with Control Alt WoW.
Right.
She has been doing it with Jeppy the whole time, right?
Jeppy came in a little bit later on.
Okay.
Well, I think I've been 4.5 years.
Glantha. Yep.
And when did Asheo come in?
Asheo came in about four or five years ago too.
So he was in. So, yeah, so you are on podcast number
328. We recorded earlier today.
And that's impressive because, yeah, that's crazy. I hope I get to 300 something.
Go ahead.
I was going to just ask her to do a quick, brief synopsis about Control WoW, Call, as we call it.
Yeah.
Well, it's the podcast for those of us who love World of Warcraft and love making many alts.
Hold on, let me stop that real quick.
Okay.
You gotta do it right.
The podcast for those of us who love World of Warcraft and love making many alts.
This is Aprilian, your host.
With me. With Asheo.
So
it's great. I learned about multi-boxing from Aprilian, which I'm still hesitant to do. It still scares me, the multi-boxing thing.
So tell us, Control Alt WoW started back in 2006. I think Renee may have said it already.
Right.
And Control Alt WoW is one of my favorite shows because unlike a lot of other World of Warcraft podcasts, you guys are heavily user submission based.
Right.
And yeah. It's not like, hey, send in, you have a time limit of, 90 seconds for your deal.
Go as long as you want.
I know. And there are some letters.
Yeah, we have
one
submitter who goes up to, 18 minutes today.
Yes. I was listening to that one today.
It's funny. It's like a mini podcast within a podcast.
And you know what? And to me, as someone, since you and Jeppy, let's just back up real quick before we go to that. You and Jeppy, you remember talking to Renee and I when we talked to you about doing a podcast?
Right.
And I totally remember us sitting and talking. We had our little mic sitting around at my computer desk.
I remember that.
And you and Jeppy were like, you're going to have people that's not going to like it. You're going to have people, you're going to have people that's loved it. And right. The one thing you constantly said was that make sure you're having fun. And that's all that it matters.
And we've taken that advice and we've ran with it. And if this isn't fun anymore, we're not going to do it.
Unless, right. Otherwise, it's like a job, and you don't want it to be a job.
Yeah, and I mean, and I know some people want to make money podcasting. I don't know if I would want to do it. I don't want this to be my job.
Yeah.
I think podcasting is like sex. It's more fun when you're not doing it for money. Not that I know about
anything about that.
Having sex for money, but you know.
Doing a podcast for money is like doing game reviews for life and getting paid for that. It becomes a job and you don't enjoy the game anymore.
Yeah, it's not so much.
And I've said all that to say that the community that you have at Control Alt Wild and, you know, and everything around that, that someone can submit a 18-minute long session of talking lore.
Or a 4-page email.
And it's okay. And, you know, and I think you guys, it's kind of like you guys, I think, is it like the Reader's Digest? Would you say it's like a Reader's Digest?
No.
Yeah, or like a, well, we get a lot of spinoffs.
Exactly. I mean, that's true. I mean, you have Juno,
Lita,
which I found out today because I thought I had heard in the rumors that Lita had a podcast and been so busy. And then I found out today when I was listening live to you all, and I was like, oh, that's right. Lita is doing the Behind the Avatar podcast.
Yeah, exactly. And she's doing a great job. And it's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. And so when I listen to that. Mm-hmm. And I know Strump is probably going to be thinking about doing a podcast.
Ooh, look at you.
No, I'm just saying that.
I think she'd be great. She's got a good personality.
Definitely. Yeah, we actually met her at Nerdtacular, and she's as sweet as I thought she would be. She's amazing. Okay. So, cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I'm really proud of you guys, and I love Call, even though it's not as long as it used to be. That's what she said. but...
But you know, the best part is our intro to Clan of Darkness.
Actually, you know, Renee and I had talked about that. And I think 3 months ago, we started rewriting the Car anthem.
Yeah. And then we got busy and...
Yeah, so we got busy and we're trying to figure out how we're going to do it.
Yeah, I might have to get with you later.
Yeah, so we want to redo it.
Because I kind of cringe when I hear it because...
it's so cool, though.
I love the fact that I'm glad you were able to edit it because it was long for one.
Yeah, well, I think we weren't doing it to be on air. We were doing it.
There was a challenge.
Yeah, it was.
Was it like supposed to be like, hey, this is our intro for the?
Well, what happened?
It wasn't that.
So here's what happened. There was a Control Alt Anthem contest or something like that, or you all asked for submissions. So you had these submissions, and then all of a sudden, we did a little rap / song. And then, like, a week or two later, I can't remember who it was, but they came, and they brought an anthem that just tore us apart.
I know.
And I can't remember who it was.
And I'm not sure why you chose that one.
Because ours, 'cause we're awesome.
I know, but theirs was better than ours. We just kind of...
Maybe I was able to edit Vrishna out of yours easier.
Probably. You just chopped that little part out. Yep. And that's kind of why we wanted to change it. Oh, it was so funny. I was listening to your call feed, and all of a sudden, I get this show that has Vrishna on it. And he used to be on the podcast, for those of you who don't know. And I was like...
Then we broke up.
I was like, is he... That's why I love Aprilia. She's like, I'm just like, hey, lay on out. But it was so funny. I was like, is Vrishna back for a guest segment? What the hell? But no, it was an old one. It was so funny. I was like, I was going to tweet you.
When's the last time you talked to him?
Today.
Really?
Oh, see? You also see.
You know, we work for the same company, and he was coming through where I work.
Oh,
okay.
So he actually acts like an adult now?
Yeah, we always did, you know. What? And actually, he needed a place to stay. I mean, he needed a new apartment. He actually lives a building over from me now.
That's awesome. He's stalking you.
See, and that's the beauty of getting older,
being mature.
You know what I'm saying? You know, because you know there are people that can't do that.
Yeah, and I never thought about, like, killing him or anything. I mean, I don't know.
But you know what? It's okay if you did. I mean, we all have, I'm sure,
if I broke up with Jay and we fought, I would want to kill him.
Yeah. I mean, she
wouldn't be fair. I'm so much taller than him.
I say break up like we're going steady. I broke up with Jay.
April just threw that one in there. Said it wouldn't be fair. I mean, she's much taller than he is.
I love her.
Hey!
And we were saying to her, we should have done this a long time ago because we've known her for so long and she's such a good friend and I don't know what happened.
And like I enjoy listening to you guys. I listen to you at work because I have an office now and I can do that. And
I tell
you. You have an office?
Jay, every time you start and that music starts, I do that dance in my office.
Damn.
Really? Awesome. And I have to say, big, you know, big shout outs to Pretty Lights Music for letting us use their music.
Yep.
And I mean, those guys are great. Well, that guy is great out there, you know, and he has a new album out. And then also Aaron from the Black Astronauts podcast sent me a tweet on Saturday night. Apparently the athletic department of Alabama did a video and this was on ESPN. And the beginning of the music was the same music intro we do for the show.
They stole it from us.
And it was funny because I was like, whenever we hear it, you know.
It's our music. We've been using it for so long.
I'll wait for Renee to say, coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's a habit now.
It's like if I don't hear us say anything over it, it's just like you weird.
You would think it was a habit, but I still miss my freaking, I don't say quote, miss my cue. When it comes time for me to say it.
Yep.
I'm telling y'all right now, I'm in a food coma. So if I can't remember simple words, then yeah. We went to Cheddar's. Do y'all have a Cheddar's, Aprilian?
No, we don't.
Cheddar's is like an American restaurant. They give you a butt sack load full of food for cheap prices.
Yep.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So we had nachos and mozzarella sticks. And queso and a
big ass hot fudge.
Their hot fudge cake.
Sunday.
I should have taken a picture. I can't explain how big to you this piece of cake is.
We couldn't take a picture. I didn't want everybody to see what we were eating today.
It's like a quarter of a cake. It definitely looks like a quarter of a cake. And so we ate all of that for $23.
Wow.
It was good, but it. Cheddar's is known for giving you a huge quantity. So I'm in a food coma. All
right.
All
right, I'll take up your slack.
Thank you.
All right, so, let's go ahead and jump right into some weekend stuff.
Weekend wrap-up! Boom!
That's how you people say it, right?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean, you people?
Yay!
So this weekend was a birthday weekend for none other than you've all heard her on the podcast before, Danielle and Kimberly Crocker.
Yay!
Renee's twin sisters.
My twin sisters, they turned 26 on Saturday.
Yep.
Wait, which one's older?
Danielle by 1 minute.
Yep.
Okay.
That's
important.
Because she was taking all the nutrition.
Yeah,
nutrients.
She was taking all of Kimberly's food and oxygen. She had them delivered a little earlier. Thanks, Danielle, for trying to kill your sister.
I know.
Appreciate that.
God, Danielle.
And
the way it started off on Saturday. There's this place, Renee's probably talked about it before on the show, called Clothes Mentor. It's a consignment shop for the ladies, and they have clothes. They always have, like, different sales and stuff like that. And then this past weekend, it was a grab bag sale. So pretty much the way it works, Brilliant, is that you grab, they give you a bag, and they have all these clothes thrown out and, you know, in sizes and everything, and you go through, and as many clothes as you can fit in that bag. And as long as the handles touch when you bring it over the top, it's $20.
Wow.
So for their birthday.
And it's for charity. Put that out there.
It's for breast cancer. Yep.
It's for breast cancer.
For breast cancer.
Breast cancer research.
Leave me alone.
Not for breast cancer.
Can I have $20 for breast cancer?
That's cheap breast cancer.
Cheap breast cancer. Ooh. So they got that and some other stuff.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Oh, and not only Danielle and Kimberly, but your other sister's birthday was Sunday.
I was going to mention it. My older sister's birthday is Sunday. So they're
this past Sunday, yep.
Yeah, their birthdays are day apart.
Oh.
I'm the black sheep out with a March birthday. I'm all by myself. Don't want to be.
Your parents are having sex during the summer.
I'm sure they're having sex more than just the summer. Because that's how babies are made.
No.
So that was super fun. They like clothes. They're more trendy than I am. They're little tiny itty bitty things. And, so that was fun to spend time with them. And then after that, we were running all day. We had to go pick up our friends, Adrian and Cole.
Yep.
Because we were on a double date. We went to go see, we went to Stevens & Stevens, the deli where we talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my peanut butter and jelly because apparently I am 6 years old. I pay $4.50 for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Don't ask me why.
To quote Vincent, that must be some peanut butter and jelly sandwich. From Pulp Fiction.
It is. Now. Oh, yep. I haven't seen that in so long. Yep. I forget all the quotes. But yeah, so yeah.
Balance of butter and jelly peanut butter and jelly must be perfect.
It's good for me.
I mean, it's good because they're a little heavy on the peanut butter, which Renee likes.
Yeah, and the jelly has big fat pieces of strawberry in it. So.
And is it crunchy peanut butter?
No,
or just
crunchy peanut butter is the devil.
Mm.
So I just got to put that out there. It tears up bread and it gets in your teeth and no.
It depends how hungry I am. If I'm really hungry.
If I'm really hungry.
And all I had was peanut butter, I would want the crunchy because I feel like it has more substance.
And did you have a big cold glass of milk with it?
Do you know what? I love milk with peanut butter. Love it. Like, I will eat a spoonful of peanut butter with milk, and that'll be my meal. But no, they have no milk at this place. And if that is one giant flaw on Stevens & Stevens, that is it.
Yeah.
How can you not have milk if peanut butter is anywhere in the building?
Yep. I don't want to pause for a minute because we didn't say hi to our chat room.
Well, yeah, because we usually do it before we start the weekend. I know. You were ready.
Hey, I was.
You jumped the gun.
Because last week, I was off my game. You know what I'm saying?
What, we were talking for
Well, one,
was it long last week?
No, I was off my game with the bumpers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You were horrible with the bumpers.
You were getting all over me.
You were bad.
I was bad last week.
Bad.
But I would say what's up to our chat room. I mean, we have a full chat room today. So we have, I thought I saw Ralphie out there. And Mr.
Oh,
Steve.
Hi, Ralphie.
Ralphie is out there.
Yep,
I have
is.
The full list if you want me to get the list.
Go ahead, babe.
So in the chat room today, we have Hando. Hello,
what's
Hando.
Up?
We have, I was about to say, we have a Prillian.
April's out there.
Ashley Three Classly. Aaron, hello.
That's Aaron, from the Black
Podcast. Yes, I know.
From the Black Astronaut Podcast.
Quit messing with me. You know I know who he is. Diddy, AIE is here. And for example, Steve Wilkinson says EG. Isn't that for example? Or is IE for example?
I thought IE is for example, but.
I think EG is something else.
Well, he's listening. He can tell us what it means.
Okay. And then Elder Geek. So it's neither. Elder Geek Steve Wilkinson. Punk Gopher is in the house. And Ralph with three F's is in the house. And Zabi. Hi, Zabi. Oh, gosh. All right. So that's everybody in the chat room.
That's everybody? Cool.
That's everybody in the chat room.
Thank y'all for being here with us and stuff like that. So we encourage the participation. So, yeah. So we went to the Fraser Museum, and they had an exhibit called Mythic Creatures. So they had a unicorn, cyclops,
the Kraken, Chupacabra. So it was cool. But it was basically a history lesson on where the myths came from and, you know, what country they originated in. It's a little pricey. If you're in Louisville, you want to go see it. It's here till middle of September,
yep,
something like that.
Yep, September.
It's a little pricey.
Did they have the Loch Ness Monster?
They did. Yeah, because they talked about how
the dolphins could have looked
how
like
dolphins that. Can look like sea monsters.
Yeah,
because
you know Charlie Sheen went to Scotland over the weekend to look for the Loch Ness monster.
Did he really?
Did he see?
Honestly,
it?
No, he didn't.
Oh. It's so funny that I would totally believe something like that, because that's something he would totally do.
That's true.
But he did. He actually did, but he didn't find it.
Oh, he did go, but he just didn't find anything.
Why? Okay. I think he was on drugs again, like more drugs than usual.
It's at the Fraser Museum, Zabby, right across from the Louisville Slugger Museum on Main Street. It's like 8th and Main Street.
Right. The price of entry is $18.95, but also includes the rest of the museum.
But that's the adult price.
Yes, that's the adult price.
Student price. I think it's either $10.95 or $14.95.
Teachers are $10 for the exhibit and free for the rest of the museum. So if you want to go, the rest of the museum has lots of, it was originally called the Fraser Arms Museum, but then they renamed it to History Museum because I think they wanted to encompass more than just guns, because they have a lot of guns and weapons. It's actually really, really, really cool.
Yeah, they have a lot of weapons from
Civil
the
War.
English Civil the War days. And actually a lot of weapons from the from Britain, New England, not New England.
New England, Britain, they're the same thing, right? Britain. I mean, they're
over in Jeppy's hometown. You know.
I doubt they have any Isle of Wight weapons, but hey.
They have white weapons.
White weapons. I'm sure they have lots of white weapons.
And they have more than free.
Yeah.
Is that awful when I...
No, it's all in good fun. I have a speech impediment, and I totally get it.
I was raised in D.C., and we go to the museums all the time, and they're free. And when I came up to Boston, and I went to a museum, and they wanted me to pay, I was like, what?
Where do they get their money to stay open? Is it from
philanthropists? It's government, international.
Oh, it's a government thing.
The Smithsonian runs a whole bunch of
museums. We pay it.
We pay it.
We all pay for it.
And it goes to a good cause. So.
It does. I like museums. They're good.
That's why we need to get up there and go see it before our friend moves from there.
And Hendo, yes, I saw guns. They were behind glass. No one could get a hold of them. And shoot anyone.
Yeah, Renee didn't want to smash a glass and grab it and kill someone.
I'm sure it can't really smash it. So that was super fun. So thanks, Adrian and Cole. We'll actually have a picture of us riding, like Adrian and I are riding a unicorn and Jay and Cole are charging ahead of the unicorn. So we're going to have a picture of that after the show. We're going to have it.
And here's the funny part.
What?
So when we were going to take this picture, they was like, "Do you want any props?" You know, they had all these props and stuff, right? And so we have swords and stuff like that. And then Cole and I were sitting over at the edge because they had to take their picture first. And Cole says, "Girls aren't supposed to have swords." And as soon as he said that, what'd you say, Renee?
Give me that sword.
Good for you.
I don't hold well with people telling me I can't do things.
So and Adrian have a sword and Cole and I.
And Adrian and I even joked about it. Oh, I hope we get to ride unicorns. And we don't technically get to ride one, but it looks like we're riding one.
Yeah.
So.
And it was funny because I wanted to get up under the unicorn. And that's like, where I wanted.
You could have.
That's where I wanted to be. But you everybody could've. Was like, nah, Jay, you can't be up under a unicorn like that.
He pee on you. I mean, unicorn
piss. My mind went somewhere else.
It's probably magical, though, right?
That's where I was trying to go, April. You know what I'm saying?
But, unicorn, yeah. It might be considered a little dirty. So we're not going to be dirty here.
Yeah, there'll be sprinkles and glitter and rainbows.
Sprinkles and glitter.
I heard you live forever.
Those unicorns are magical things. So then we left there. We went home and chilled out for a bit. And then it was time to get grown and sexy. And, get dressed up and go to the 60 West Martini Bar.
Yeah. And this place was
in Louisville.
Yeah. And on Saturdays, they have $5
martinis. And
apple teenies?
Yes. See, I thought I was just going to go there and get like an appetizer because I don't like vodka. And what is a martini but vodka?
Right.
So I was like, bah. So we went and I had a cute dress on, new dress. Mm-hmm. So went there and
did it show off your legs?
It did. It was short.
That was
shorter.
A shorter one. Yep.
Shorter dress. And
she was looking good.
Of course, I was like more summer casual. My sisters were all sexy with theirs, but whatever.
Right.
Such is life. I didn't have any sexy dresses then. But
yep. And so,
what did you have?
Your first martini that Renee had was called a Hula Girl.
It was good. It was pineapple vodka and pineapple juice, and it had a cinnamon sugar rim. It wasn't bad. And yours first?
I had a Bluegrass OJ, which was Maker's Mark bourbon, OJ, Sprite, and some other stuff. And it was like, that was called a Mantini. Because, you know, I guess because it has the dark liqueur, dark liquor.
It's not, a fruity one was a Mantini, too, so I think it's dark liquor.
Yeah.
But then I hit my stride on my second martini.
And I looked at him, and Renee was like, it's okay, I can taste some of the alcohol, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, babe, look at this one. This one's called
Purple Skittle 7. And I kid you not, this tasted like you had crushed up a giant handful of purple Skittles in your mouth. That's what this drink. I drained that drink so fast.
She did.
It was so good. And then there's another one called Taste the Rainbow, which is kind of like all the Skittles, but I was like, I'm sticking to my purple one. So I had another one of those.
Yeah.
I was really tipsy by the end of the first. They put a lot of alcohol in
that drink. Good place to take a first date.
Huh? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a great, April,
I'm telling you, on the first one that we had, that's when we got done, when we finished it, we were both like, woo.
I'm feeling a little good.
I was like, order another one.
Middle of the second one. Yeah, I was drunk by the end of the third.
Yeah, we started getting loud.
But I wasn't sloppy drunk. I never got sloppy drunk.
Until you went out and took the video.
I never got sloppy, ever.
Really?
No.
This is my house. I can drink what I want. I didn't get that.
Appealing, and I was such not a sloppy drunk. But they have these things called artichoke fritters, like fried artichokes.
Ooh.
Amazing.
Oh, it was so good.
I had some tortellini with pancetta and Jay.
Bacon.
I kept calling it pancetta. Like, it's bacon.
It's bacon.
It's like, it's pancetta. It's bacon.
That's bacon with your pinky held.
So it was me.
There you go.
You and Aprilian are on too much the same page here. We need to stop this podcast early. So it was me, Jay.
Doing?
Danielle Kim.
Well, how you doing?
Danielle's husband, D, and about three or four of their friends.
Right.
And we were all drinking, and the volume escalated loudly. We were there like 3 hours.
We were.
But towards the end of the night, there was this guy across the street. Jay was at the door of the place with D.
Yep.
And you all looked across the street, and what'd you see?
We saw this white kid across the street. I say white
kid. It is white kid because you're describing.
I'm describing this white kid.
Blonde?
No, brown hair.
Brown hair.
No shirt on. He had small man nipples, too. It was like,
I love that Jay feels the need to point this out.
He did. He had unusually small man breasts, you know.
Okay.
Even, you know. But anyway, so we looked at the window, and we saw him. He was out there popping and locking.
He was popping.
We were watching So You Think You Can Dance. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
What is he doing?
And then, like, you know, he had his headphones on. Then he'll stop and he'll stretch a little bit. And there was these bushes that were, like, 4 to 5 feet high. And then he'll, like, bunny hop over them.
I thought he was drunk at this point.
And then the awnings. Yeah. He would jump up at the awnings and he'll do some pull-ups up there. So I was like, is he
Did
doing
anybody
like,
else see him?
Yeah. Everybody in the restaurant.
Everybody in the restaurant ran to the window.
It had a glass window, big glass window up front. So
everyone in the restaurant that had been drinking ran to the window with their phones videotaping.
I got a video of it. And he's like swinging from the awning at one point. It was so odd.
So because it was the twins' birthday, we was like, you guys should totally go dance with this dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's your birthday. You guys should do something crazy on your birthday, right?
So they go outside, and this is like Shelbyville Road. It's a busy road, and it's four lanes with a median in the middle. So Renee, Kim, and Danielle, tipsy Renee, Kim, and Danielle.
We're tipsy. This is probably not a good idea, but I was like, oh, we're fine.
Take off running across the street. They get to the median. And the guy's coming to the other side of the street, I guess, to dance in front of the restaurant.
Because everybody was looking at him.
And then he just runs boats across, and they're all looking like, what just happened? It was like, no. And so basically they came back. They got their little dancing with the dude, and the guy had on videotape, and Renee put it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
So go check out Renee's channel. You can hear her drunk laughing.
I wasn't going to tell anybody because through this whole video, I am drunk laughing. And I didn't realize how bad it sounded until I heard it sober. And then I was like, oh, this is not a good thing. So, but yeah, but they're doing some breakdancing with him. And then they do the Dougie together, which is pretty funny. He did a robot Dougie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check that out. Ignore my laughing. I think I'm going to re-put it up there to where I have music going. And in the very end, when they're talking about the Dougie, I'll have them talking so that you can't hear my...
Baby, I'm going to edit out. Part.
The best part is my drunk laughing. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody else agrees with you. But so we had super fun. We had a really fun time. And next time, my older sister, we're going to bring her too. So it'll be the Crocker sisters getting drunk on martinis.
Mm-hmm.
And then we say goodbye to a store that Jay recently discovered. It closed, just Jay's luck.
Yep.
It's called K&G Fashion Store.
Rest in peace, K&G.
I thought it, now it's been there for years. I mean, yeah. Since I was a kid. And I thought it was a man store.
Well, because this, you got Steve Harvey, Blair Underwood, a lot of their
clothes.
Their clothes are there.
So I went in and we bought some stuff. So just wanted to say a little yep. Goodbye.
Bye, K&G.
Pour a little liquor.
Yep.
K&G.
You know, I have to go to.
Their last day was yesterday, Aaron.
See, you should go ahead and play it.
No, go on.
I want to hear it.
It's here. April. It's totally. Oh, is that me? Oh,
hold
no.
on. To the left. Okay, that's good.
Okay, drunk laughing can go. Drunk laughing can go now.
I don't know if that'll work.
That's horrible.
This is so adorable.
My stance is really like women, and it's not.
I could hear you laughing.
I'm not just like.
Oh, so he acknowledges his man nipples and his femininity.
Yes, he.
Oh, did he?
He says he has a feminine stance. Oh, that's what he said. He said he has a feminine stance.
Oh,
it's not like a b-boy stance.
No.
So
thank you.
Okay.
But anyway, but you forget what I was gonna say.
So Renee, so we'll put the link to it.
We'll put the link. You all don't laugh at me too hard.
You don't laugh at Renee too hard, but it was awesome.
So K&G closed due to unforeseen circumstances is what the note said. But they have one in Cincinnati, Aaron, and one in Nashville. So
yeah,
don't despair. There's still one around.
Looks like I have to go to Ohio.
Dirty Natty.
Or maybe I just go down to Nashville and just see
Zobby.
Zobby
in there. That's a good, why not?
There's really nothing in Ohio. Can y'all
hold
1 second?
One moment.
Okay.
And we're back. So that's one of the joys of being on call. All right. So
he looks very professional, by the way.
He did. That was his I'm working voice. It's very, very hot. So
yeah.
I like that.
Thank you.
So K&G's gone.
And y'all can't mention any of that stuff y'all heard. Well, I didn't say anything.
No, you didn't say anything
really,
juicy at all. So here is the dilemma. The Crocker Gray Valentine family wants to go on vacation. Where do we want to go? We have
New
no
England.
Idea.
So, have you been to Boston, Providence?
I have been to Boston.
I have too.
It's awesome. I like it. I like the trains. It sounds weird to say, but I do like the trains. I went to see the Cheers.
Something about a train that's magic.
Yeah. I saw the Cheers, the bar that Cheers is based off of. I thought it was going to be like Cheers, but it's nothing like Cheers.
No.
I saw the Holocaust Memorial.
Oh, isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the street performers in the...
Now, in the one in Boston, do they have an IBM machine?
Where?
At the Holocaust Museum.
IBM?
You know, IBM was instrumental in keeping track of all the Holocaust.
No, they don't.
Really?
Yeah, they were using punch cards. They were the beginning of the punch cards. And each of those little numbers corresponded to a punch card. And they had different rows. Read about it. The Holocaust.
About it.
IBM got their main practice by running information for the Nazis.
Wow.
That's how they you know, that was their got their practice.
Learn
from
stuff
it.
All the time. Hmm. What else did I do there? I went to see the Blue Man Group.
Oh, they're creepy.
They're okay. Funny. They're so
they're awesome.
Fun.
I like them.
And I went to this this restaurant that serves dessert called Finales. It's right across the street from the theater. And it was like $25 desserts and crap like that.
Yeah. Did you have chowder?
I did. I ate at Legal Seafood.
Yep.
And
okay,
it was the
excellent.
Best chowder.
Yep. You always have to go to Legal when you go to Boston.
I had their stuffed lobster. It was the most I'd ever paid for a meal, but it was so good.
I actually, when I had went, it was the first time I had lobster that wasn't steamed cleaned. And I was like, why did I do that?
But why?
Because it has all the...
Oh, all the poop in there?
Yeah.
How do you stay sanitary with the poop?
Well, I mean, it's steamed. Steamed.
Right.
But chowder's good. We ate at Uno's. It was a great time. Great time. Anyway, so at first we were going to go on a cruise, but we couldn't all decide where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Then we were going to go to Costa Rica, but then we discovered it's like, it'll be some like $3,000 a person for everything. Mm-hmm. So now we don't know where we're going to go.
When's your vacation?
It has to be in the summer because my sister's just a teacher. Everybody else can kind of work with it, but hers has to be in the summer.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure it out. So we should probably do a poll. Where should we all go on vacation?
Yeah. Everybody put their hometown.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're not trying to stay in the 50 states.
No, it doesn't have to stay in the 50 states.
I don't want to stay.
Yeah. Okay. So we
want
to go outside.
Have you done a cruise?
I've never done one.
Oh. Think about it. I really liked it. I've done one before.
Yeah, but we can't decide where to go.
Mm.
That's the problem. Yes, I would love to take a family vacation to Ohio, Aaron. That is the place for every vacation.
Did you show everybody your other tattoo on your leg? You just showed the one?
No, I showed three of my tattoos. I can't show the other one.
Oh, you didn't show? You showed?
I can't show the one on my back.
Oh.
Because I might show a little
side
boob.
Oh, but you showed your other leg too?
Yeah, but they didn't. No one read it.
Oh.
Sorry. No, well, it's good.
No, I'm talking about, you showing my tattoo.
Yes, of course.
You got Jay's name on you?
I do.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he has, and I have his name, which is a J, but he just has my initial.
What, it's an R?
Yeah, that's Jay's, since we're showing tattoos. I think your mic is right in front of it. There you go. There you go. So anyway, we're trying to, and there has to be horseback riding and there has to be a beach. So we'll find out. Beach Muhagen. If you can find me a good beach, we're all there.
Yep.
So we don't have any tech today.
No, but what did you do this weekend, April?
Oh, I'm horrible host. What did you do this weekend? Tell us what you did.
What did I do? I pet battled. I slept a lot. I got my heart broken. Let me see what else. I cooked. I made salmon and squash. And that's about it.
That's very, very
healthy.
So
how do you make your squash?
I just sliced it up with some onions and fried in some olive oil. Put a bunch of salt and pepper. Season all salt and some pepper.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, nice. It came out really good.
So how's your
and corn muffins?
Corn muffins. Wait, Jiffy corn muffins?
No, I don't like Jiffy corn muffins. And I used to get this one that was off, that was endorsed by Mrs. B. What's her name? Yeah, do you know what I'm talking
Butterworth?
About? She has a restaurant.
Mrs. Butterworth.
No, she has a restaurant in Washington, but they discontinued it, so I had to kind of improvise.
So can you get it from like Amazon or something?
That's a good thing. Good idea. I should check that out.
Yeah, you know somebody probably has it stocked up somewhere. Selling it for like $50 a case or something.
I always add a little sugar and a little vanilla to my muffin mix.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Well, cool. All right. Well,
I did go to P.F. Chang, too.
Oh, you did? Oh,
I like P.F. Chang. They have good dumplings.
It's been a long time since we've been to P.F. Chang.
That's because you don't like P.F. Chang's.
No. It's not it.
I always want to ride that horse, but they don't let me.
Yeah. Oh, the horses out there? I would want to.
How you get up on top of it, though? It's pretty tall.
Jump.
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty tall.
Maybe somebody's shoulders.
Like yeah. Well, cool. All right, we're going to jump ahead and into some media because I can't talk.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
All right.
Well, that's awfully long. Sorry.
There you go. That's what she said, and yes, it is. Cut that down by a second or two.
No. I'm going to send it to...
Did you say no?
I'm going to send it to Aprilian to cut.
So, I got hooked on this show. I don't even know how I... Oh, it was on HBO Go. Do you, either of you use HBO Go on your iPad?
We don't really watch it.
We actually just started because we got it here since Time Warner Cable took over Insight.
I love it because I can watch it in my bed, and I saw Bored to Death. And it's really a stupid show, and it's a show I shouldn't watch because there aren't any minorities and women are objectified. But Ted Danson is so funny in it.
Ted Danson? He's so old.
Now, is he going natural or is he wearing a toupee?
No, I guess he's wearing a toupee because he's got hair.
Okay.
Yeah, it's you know, spiked up high. But he's friends with this crazy guy who's a writer and a private detective, and it's really, there's some funny parts to it. And he's also very sexually active. So it's really interesting.
More stuff that I need to watch. You can't keep giving me stuff that I need to watch, Pearlie, and it's not very nice.
I know. Mm-hmm. I gotta go back and watch True Blood because the first time I tried to watch it, I thought it was dumb.
Well, maybe
that's what broke up my marriage.
Oh, really?
Because it was so much soft porn in it that I got overstimulated, and at the time my husband wasn't interested in sex.
Yeah, that's right. You did tell me that before.
Yeah, so that's how I got with Varishna. So.
Yeah, True Blood ruined a marriage.
True Blood. Yeah. Making people want to have sex.
Of course, now they hooked you in, and now they don't show as much sex.
No, oh, probably really? Because they got... I mean, it's HBO. If you can't show sex on HBO, where can you show sex? Oh, wait. Cinemax.
Skinamax. People just go to the internet. What are you talking
about?
That's
true.
Right? There's so much free porn now. It's a shame. I guess I worry about the porn industry, you know?
Do you remember porn channels when we were younger?
They had a little...
They had the lines, but they still had the sound. So you could hear everything they're saying, and all the sounds they were making. You just couldn't see anything.
Do you remember the video stores that sold VHS tapes? The Videosmith used to have all the porn on the top shelf, and it was horrible because if you were vertically challenged, you'd have to go, "Excuse me, could you hand me Nerdy Nurse number 35? Or as my mother's favorite, Backdoor Black.
After Dark.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, scrambled lines. It was so funny. They're the same scrambled lines on the Disney Channel that they had on the porn channels.
Yep.
It's funny though. As a kid, I never watched the porn channels, even the squiggly lines. But the Disney Channel, I would watch it, squiggly lines and all. But we'll have to keep in watch for that. The movie that we chose last week was The Forgotten, and we willingly said we're not going to watch it because we were too involved watching something else. So we're actually going to keep that again for this week.
Oh yeah,
Hando, thank you, but your services are not needed today. But next week they will be needed.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, and the only reason was because we were really tired and. And plus, we'll talk about this in a little bit, about the, what's it called, Orange is the New Black.
And this is on Netflix?
Yep.
Yes.
It is.
It's a Netflix original series, and I'm recommending this to everyone.
And I'll tell you, I'm talking about, not soft porn, but let's talk about boobs. I'm telling you, watch the first show. It was like within 30 seconds. There was boobs. I was like, whoa. You know, I wasn't expecting that for a Netflix
original
series.
Like that fast.
Right.
So
I guess they're trying to compete with HBO.
They're doing
a darn good job.
They're doing
a
pretty good job.
So Orange is the New Black. It's actually based on a memoir called Orange is the New Black by a woman named Piper Kerman. And the woman in the show is called Piper Chapman. And it's funny, they kind of look alike because most of the time they make the movie version or the TV version of somebody super hot.
Right.
And they didn't do that this time. Even though she's pretty, but she's not super hot.
Right, right.
But it basically, she went to jail for money laundering, and this is about her 15 months in jail.
Okay.
I don't know how much of it's true. I'm pretty sure that...
I know she's a creative... She's...
She embellished.
Well, she's the creative whatever person. For the show.
But I'm getting so drawn in, which is, and this is the reason why we didn't watch our movie this week, because I kept binge watching Orange is the New Black. Like, it's so good, and the characters are so, like, I just want to see more of them. And it stars the tall girl from that 70s show. I don't know her name. The one who was girlfriend to the main, one of the main characters. Ashton Kutcher's girlfriend, I think.
Oh, okay.
With, yeah, but she has black hair in here. She is gorgeous. I could stare at her all show. She's so pretty.
Right.
So yeah, so check out Orange is the New Black.
Oh, and there's a Russian chick. Her name is Red. She was on Star Trek, and I'm trying to get her name here real quick. Oh, babe, who is
something
IMDb to the rescue.
Yeah.
Because, as you all know,
Kate Mulgrew.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yep. She is in here. She's a Russian chick. She's so good.
She is so freaking awesome.
She's so good in this one.
Excellent. No, I definitely have to watch it. I had a crush on her.
I didn't recognize her at first, though.
I'm telling you, she is freaking awesome in here.
Yeah, she's like one of the best people.
Yep.
Oh,
well, we always knew she was gay, though. You know, she protected 7 of 9 at any cost.
Hey, when you watch Orange is the New Black, because the way it works is that each inmate, well, it's revolving around the main chick, but there are particular inmates, and I guess she knew their story, and she's also telling their story. About how...
Yeah, that's why I wonder how much of it's really true. So you find out how they...
They got into jail.
They got into jail, which is really interesting.
They have like little scenes, a little flashback.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They have little flashbacks. And they aren't too long either, so that's great.
And then like Kate... And it's not like just a little flashback and that's it. Like Kate's has been throughout...
Yeah. They'll like show you flashbacks throughout the whole series.
Through different parts
series.
About why, you know, why is she hard here? Why is she... You know, more emotionally here, and it kind of flashes back. It's awesome. The show is just awesome. You know,
it is. So go check that out.
And I think the thing that kind of makes me sad a little bit is that I like it and I don't like it. I like that you get with the Netflix original series, mm-hmm. you get everything up front.
That's awesome. I don't understand a bad side to this.
When it's over, you're like, oh, it's over.
Then you move on to the next. It's just the whole thing I do.
You want
to
be spoon-fed.
I don't want to be spoon-fed. I just want it to be spread out.
Aprilian's right. You want to be spoon-fed.
I almost said something. So you like...
Having Aprilian on here might not have been such a great job.
Thank you.
Great idea.
So you telling me you're
Let me wipe it off your chin and put it back in the...
So Renee, I realize Renee doesn't like it to be... You know, she doesn't like it spread out.
No,
she wants
I don't.
It quick and done.
Quick.
So.
So, Orange is the New Black. Go check it out. So, for video games, I've been playing Fallout New Vegas, of course. Still going through there. And Steam had their summer sale, which is finally over, thank goodness. So, I'm not in risk of losing any more money.
You know, I only spent $76.
That'd be a lot to a lot of people, actually.
But some of those games were some games that I'm going to give out, mm-hmm. and then also one of them was one for you.
Yes, even though I told him don't buy me this game, guess what he does? He buys me this game.
You didn't tell me not to buy the game.
I did so.
No, you didn't.
I
Renee.
Said don't buy the.
So
you didn't get Eve, did you?
No.
No. Okay.
Are you doing a control law, Eve?
Control alt spreadsheet.
But no, so this is what I did on Thursday. I'm not sure if you saw this. On Thursday, Woot had a shirt that was Sheldon's song, you know, the kitty song.
Warm kitty.
Yeah.
Soft kitty, warm kitty.
Renee's gonna find it and put it in the chat room while I'm telling the story.
What?
The shirt. Okay. So I saw the shirt And Renee was like, oh, I want that shirt. I was like, I do too. And I said, I was like, well, since you're buying one, will you go ahead and buy one for me? And she was like, okay, I'll go ahead and buy one. And thinking in my head, because she was like, she said, I either buy this shirt or I get Far Cry 3. And I was like, oh, man, just go ahead and get the shirt, you know, everything else. And I was like, I'm gonna get a Far Cry 3 tomorrow, you know. And then sure enough, so on Friday, I picked up Far Cry 3 for both of us. Because it has a multiplayer / co-op that we do, that we like play together. So she did end up getting it.
I got it. So I hate Uplay. So Uplay is Ubisoft's service. They want to be like Steam. So they want all of their games in this one service. But the problem is that when you start up Far Cry, it starts up Uplay, which you then have to go and start up Far Cry 3.
And it's Renee's been cheating so all this stupid.
I haven't been cheating.
She's been cheating all this time on Raptor.
Why do you keep saying that? People are going to start believing you. So what happens is I go and I close out Far Cry 3 and I get up and I leave. I don't say, oh, wait, I have to close out Uplay as well. Or because if Uplay stays open, Steam thinks you're still playing Far Cry 3.
Right.
So I have 76 hours into Far Cry 3.
She's been playing Far Cry
I have
since,
an elite ranking.
Since Friday.
Until have you slept or gone to the bathroom?
Apparently not, according to
She used to do the same thing in World of Warcraft, too, because she would do, like, / camp or whatever. And then she would just log out, and she'll walk away, and she'll be in WoW. She'll still have a WoW launch screen up and stuff like
but
that.
But that doesn't count towards your... what are you doing?
Go ahead. You have a question?
Do you have a question?
No, what? Just poking Jay.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Sorry.
So, soft kitty, warm kitty.
Oh, now I get it. Because she was reaching up, touching your boob. She was reaching up, touching
your sleepy kitty, purr.
So, I have to ask, when will Control Alt Wild go video? You think that'll happen?
No, because the Shayo doesn't want anybody to see him.
Whatever, we saw
you
Shayo.
Knew he was a little on the secretive side. You knew that. Yeah. Remember, didn't see him for a long time.
He was a little bit, he was adventurous when he came to Nerdtacular, though.
Well, yes.
Maybe he will go now. Maybe he'll do video.
Yeah, because like 650 people saw his face at Nerdtacular, so.
I think he podcasts naked. That's probably what it is.
Well, if he podcasts naked, it's fine. If he's shirtless, he's a guy. It's,
right.
He can do that.
Yeah, but then he like.
Unless he has moobs. Oh, wait, no, he didn't have moobs.
No, he's skinny.
Yeah.
I have moobs. I don't have my moobs aren't as big as they used to be. They're shrinking. They're slowly
shrinking.
Are you okay
with that, Renee?
Yeah, you know. Good and bad.
There's you good, adjust.
You like good, my moobs?
There's good and bad things about you losing weight. There's less of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like having, because you cover me and feel like when, like, not in a sexual way.
I'm a
it's just like
human
when,
blanket.
Yeah, he's like a human blanket. He like lays in it, and the weight feels good. But anyway,
thank you for that visual.
You're welcome. So we've also been playing Animal Crossing daily, and my enthusiasm is waning for Animal Crossing.
Well, because
I used to spend 3 hours a day in Animal Crossing.
Well, so here's the thing, April, you know how it is with the dailies and WoW and stuff like that.
Right.
You can get exhausted, right? Animal Crossing can be like that too, if you let it. So, and that's kind of why I was telling Renee with myself. She was like, "You don't shake all your trees every day?" No, I don't shake all my trees every day. There's a few things that I know I want. I want to get my little QR designer reader thing.
Oh, I gotta talk to my girl.
So I make sure I go in and just talk to the girl. I buy my fortune cookies.
I should do that right now while I'm on the podcast.
And I'm done. You know, if I shake my trees, I shake my trees. If I don't, I don't. Or
your peaches, walnuts.
Right. Exactly.
No. I go in. So I changed. I used to shake all of my trees and do everything and go visit the island to go. No. I go in. I shake my fruit trees. No, first I go shake the trees until something falls. The little leaf mm-hmm. item falls, and I shake all the fruit and sell it.
Right.
And then I make sure to dig up my fossils.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm in there for like an hour now.
Yeah.
Close to 3 hours.
Because I still have to do Animal Crossing. I got to play a round of Candy Crush, which Aprilian loves so much.
Simpsons.
Got to do Simpsons.
Pixel People,
and Tiny Tower.
And I don't do Tiny Tower anymore.
Tower, you know what I do? I just log in real quick to get my $1 and I'm out. And then on Pixel People, I just get my free Utopians.
Yep, I do.
And that's it. I'm out.
And I know, Salty Slate, I do not play Tiny Planes anymore. No time. I get one tiny and tiny
salty
planes.
Slauncher. Hi, Salty Slauncher.
Salty Slauncher. Salty Slaint. I like Salty Slaint. I know you all say Salty Slauncher, and I never, ever, ever imagine that it's spelled like that, but on the Valentine cast, he's Salty Slaint.
For Renee. Awesome. I just call you Salty.
Salty. Jay just goes save.
Hey, salty. Because I don't want to look crazy.
Salty is
wrong.
One part of the. I've heard it's awesome, and I'm honest. I haven't heard it just because I don't.
I have. I listened to.
Jay listened to Bitter and Salty.
I listened to Bitter and Salty.
This is Salty.
I think this is their first time. He's actually here. I joked him earlier today.
Are you sure is it going
to be Salty Slante? Because Renee said so. Sorry.
This is the Valentine cast where we get whooped into saying Salty Slauncher's name right.
Is that an app?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Is it called Toby?
That was on Big Bang Theory.
It should be called Toby. The app should be called Toby.
Oh my.
That'd be great.
That's so wrong, Renee.
I'm just saying it should be called Toby.
They were getting so much trouble for calling it Toby.
Kunta Kinte.
Call it Kunta Kinte.
They can call it Lamar. LeVar Burton.
LeVar's
app.
Why did I say Lamar?
LeVar Burton should have an app and just have that in there.
He should.
But I was joking them earlier and said they don't listen to our show.
You did what?
Yeah, and they probably didn't see it though. They probably didn't see it in the Control Alt Wild chat.
You
I was
know
like,
how much I hate that.
I was like, I know you guys don't listen to our show.
I hate
that we don't listen to your show.
No, the guys at Bitter and Salty.
I hate when Jay like pressures.
They have a short attention span. You
pressures
know?
People
oh, okay.
into freaking listening to our show.
But not one.
Stop.
But one of the things
or
that
I'll divorce you.
But one of the things that I wanted to do. After getting back from Nerdtacular.
Well,
See, I told you that was my fear earlier. Renee going to leave me for a woman.
I'm not going to leave you for a woman. I will look at a woman that I'll never, ever, ever leave you for a woman. Or a man. Either.
But one of the things that I said I wanted to do when I left Nerdtacular was really, because work's been so busy and stuff like that, you know, I have been behind on everything. I mean, seriously, I've been behind on a lot of podcasts, and I wanted to get caught up. So last Monday, I sat down, I listened to Bitter and Salty, I listened to Control Alt Wow, I listened to Black Astronauts, I listened to a bunch of them that day. I was like, bam, 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 bam. And then I got busy on Thursday, Friday, through Friday, and I was like, darn it. But that's one of the things I've been trying to do, like this, you know, Letus podcast, Behind the Avatar,
yes.
You know, that just came out. She's been doing, I think June was her first one, and April was her first guest, you know.
Woo!
So I definitely want to go out, and I definitely want to listen there.
I do. To
listen to Letus, because she supports our show as well. I mean, and I'm kind of talking about that a little bit. I'm kind of jumping over a little bit. We did get an email a while back. I had asked our listeners. I said, if you have a podcast, write in and tell us, because you know we want to support our listeners and everything else. And we actually had someone write in.
Are you doing this outside of feedback?
Is it in feedback?
No, I was just wondering.
If it's not, yeah, I kind of said I was jumping all over the place. We did have someone write in, and I just want to read it because it kind of fits in.
Yes, I'm talking about. Totally fits in.
That's the only reason. And the reason that he sent this email around July 9th, and the only reason I didn't read it because his name is Jay, and it said from Jay up at the top, and I thought it was something that I sent to our email to look at later.
Awesome.
And so I didn't read it. So,
but even if it was from you, you still didn't look at it.
No, I didn't. I didn't because anyway, he says, let me make sure. He said, you know, not as one this year. Hold on. I found a few times. So if someone said, I'm not expecting you to talk about our podcast or anything, is he saying not to, or he just,
he doesn't expect us to.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll talk about it. We got an email from Jay. He says, hi guys, I'm Jay. I really like the show. I found you guys through TMS and Twitter. Anyway, the reason I'm writing, you have said a few times you want to know if any of your listeners have their own podcast. Well, I do. I have one with my wife of 20 years, Angie. Our show is Average Swingers, as it is very explicit, to put it mildly. I'm not expecting you to talk about our podcast or anything. Just wanted to let you know, you do have fans that have podcasts. Not as well done as yours, but we do our best. Thank you for the entertainment you provide me every week. Please keep the show coming. Jay, life is short, party naked.
So that's his slogan. And it's funny that you think that we wouldn't talk about your show. No, we'll definitely talk about it. Just because.
And I think we may have mentioned it before because
we were surprised.
Because this is what happened. A while back, we did a podcast, and it was called
Swingers,
the Swinging Couple, or something like that. And I can't remember why we called it Swinging Couple. It was just funny.
We were on the playground.
Oh no! It was the first time we went to Utah, and when people thought we were going to Nerdtacular,
they thought it was a swinging type of convention
because
they thought everybody there was going to be swingers. I don't know why.
Yeah, because Utah is the capital of swinging.
right. Of course.
Oh yeah.
So I remember getting followed by a Twitter account called Average Swingers. And I went back and looked, and I thought it was just a spam bot, you know, kind of going off keywords. But no, it was a legit account and stuff like that. And I actually did check out their podcast. And like they said, it is not safe for work, but it's interesting. I listened to a few shows and everything else. You know, him and his wife been married for 20 years. And that's, you know.
That's the secret to their longevity.
Right. Yeah. And that's what works for them.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
And
I'm
to me,
totally
that
cool
doesn't.
That.
To me, I don't knock it.
No, of course not. You just because I don't subscribe to a certain lifestyle doesn't mean I should knock it. As long as it's not illegal, hey.
Right. Or you're not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're not hurting anybody.
Or if you are, that you have a good safe word.
Yeah. Yes. Safe words are important.
My safe word is. I stole that from somebody.
That doesn't seem to be very effective.
So thanks
for the email, Jay.
Yeah, thanks for the email.
The other Jay.
And that's I know. And that's the one thing I wanted to share with that because we were kind of just talking about that.
I wanted to talk about the Ben Folds.
Yep. Go ahead.
So on the morning stream last Monday, Brian Ibbett played a cover of a Ben Folds song called
Ben Folds or Ben Folds 5?
Ben Folds. Called The Luckiest, and it was from an album where he had a bunch of college a cappella groups do his songs, and one group did The Luckiest, and that's actually one of me and Jay's songs, and that almost made me cry. And for those of y'all who listen to the show, no, I don't cry. So it was such a beautiful song.
Unless an animal dies,
then I'll cry, because that's way sadder than a lot of other things that happen. So yes, really good.
Yep, and we got the CD.
Yeah, Jay got the CD immediately.
Yep. With all the a cappella songs, and the CD is amazing. I mean, it's just, you know, Ben Folds. I've always loved the guy, you know. And
so let me find the exact name of the, you know, if people
University a cappella.
Is that what it's called?
Just look, Ben Folds University Acapella.
That's what I was going to look up.
And I think that's the name
Good.
Of it.
Good. It's called Ben Folds Presents University Acapella.
Thank you.
It's people from the United States. It came out in 2009, actually, so it's an older album.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, and April, I know you've been playing a lot of WoW, pet battling. What else you been up to?
As far as games, like or games movies
and movies and shows and stuff.
Of course, mostly I play WoW and pet battles and movies. I spend a lot of time watching Ricky Gervais's podcast. You ever watch it? It's like a cartoon.
No.
I heard about that. Wait a minute.
I saw one, and it was so freaking funny. I can't remember it was.
It's just bizarre. It's the guy named Carl Pilkington.
Is that a podcast, or is that on HBO?
It started out as a podcast, and then they take the podcast, and then they convert it into cartoon form. Because of the visualization, some of the things that he talks about, it's neater when they visualize it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I saw the cartoon, and it was so funny because they make, like, jokes with the cartoons. Like, they elaborate. And I have to watch that again because there was one that I could not breathe. It was so funny. So funny.
Yeah.
Cool. So, Ricky Gervais. See, Aprilian, I had no time. You're making my time shorter.
Well, sorry. And I'm growing grass.
What kind of grass?
On my balcony.
Oh.
It's Kentucky. I don't know. It's regular grass. Except that I left the grass seeds out in a bag on the balcony, and I went out today, and there was holes in the bag, and so that means that
birds are eating it.
No, something animalistic. But let me see if I can show it on if you can see.
Oh.
Can you see?
Yeah, I was like, what kind of grass? Oh, I think so.
So I'm hoping that during the cooler months, maybe Jasper could use it.
To go to the bathroom. Well, you could get that little fake one.
Yeah, but I thought I'd try this. See if we can see.
To see how that goes. Huh. I wish that worked for us, but our dogs are too big. They would miss and they would peel over the floor if that happened. Hey, Jasper.
And I hung one of those screens that have the magnets on it so that he can go through out to the balcony and come back in and not let in bugs. Do you know what? Have you seen those?
No. Oh, yeah.
I haven't.
I think I've seen those.
Can I show you real quick?
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Hey. All right. We're an open podcast. Oh,
we get to watch April walk away.
Walk away. Be to see booty. Ooh! That's booty.
It's this. Can you see that?
Yep.
Yes. I think I see it. It's a little
dark. Yeah, I see it.
Sounds like somebody throwing marshmallows out there. Well, maybe I'll show you the box.
I saw that in a made-for-TV thing. As seen on TV. Yes, Ralph.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
that. Okay, yeah, I've seen that.
So you can walk through it. It kind of hangs down, and then the magnets connect.
Maybe we can use that. We can use that for the windows.
That's true.
Yeah, and so... But the neatest thing is that Jasper can go in and out on the balcony on his own instead of me having to open up the slide.
How'd you teach him how to go through it? I mean...
Well, it was very hard because he couldn't figure it out, so I would put a treat on one side and he would whine a little bit, and then eventually he nosed through and now he
knows.
Aww.
Yeah.
So that is our, entertainment for this week.
All right.
Oh, and then the other thing is that I've been watching a lot of First 48s, and it's funny because a lot of them... take place in Louisville.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to watch some of those. We're a very violent place, apparently.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of...
Especially in Newbury. They're horrible down there.
Yeah. Huh.
But,
I bet you the ones in Cleveland... There's some in Cleveland also. I bet you those are scary.
Yeah,
and Birmingham and Miami.
Yeah, I know Ohio's pretty... That's pretty rough areas. So.
Yeah, Cincinnati can be pretty rough. I used to live there. It was... There's a lot of, there's a lot of stuff. Newburgh and Cincinnati, both those areas are horrendous.
Aaron in the chat room was telling me to quit trolling. Let's go ahead and jump into some food.
The fridge is not prepared.
So, this is week 54?
54 of Jay's weight loss.
Our weight loss, it's week 55.
Oh, I thought you were reading.
No, I wasn't.
Week 55 of our weight loss journey.
So, after all those martinis and two things of artichoke fritters and everything, I managed still to lose a pound of weightage.
Yay! And that was crazy because we drank a lot of drinks.
Yep. So,
congratulations.
Thank you. So, I lost 105.8. over 55 weeks, and Renee's down 88.6.
Still, yes.
So our grand total so far is 194.4.
Yay, so close to 200. So close.
Thank you.
And I have the Frog Pants totals here. Who's doing a good job?
Renee's doing a good job.
We have 172.6 pounds lost for a total of 91 people. Jasper doesn't like this news. Yep. That's 1.97 pounds per person, which is up from 1.1 pounds last week.
Good job, everybody.
Is doing an amazing job.
And
proud of everyone.
And we have a Frog Picks group on Lose It.
Yes, we do.
Well, we have a Facebook group for our Lose It group now.
Right.
I've noticed that there's been more traction since we started that.
Yeah.
And the URL for that group is facebook.com/group/frogpantslose it. Go out there and join. There's a lot of people out there talking. I think the other thing, too, is that Lose It had a great social part, but you can't do the pictures and other stuff like that.
And Facebook social is better, obviously, because they've been doing it longer.
Yeah.
So if you just want to track on Lose It and talk on Facebook, that's perfectly fine.
Yep.
But there are people who only do Lose It. So if you want to do that, that's fine, too.
Right.
And I made a new recipe this week.
What you make, babe?
Baked garlic parmesan chicken.
Mm.
And it actually turned out pretty good. It was quick, easy. I did it after work, so I didn't want anything too complicated. Turned out okay. Jay, did you have any suggestions?
I thought it was fine.
You heard that? If someone says something is fine.
You said, do I have any suggestions?
If you ask your significant other and it's and if you say if you have any suggestions and they say it's fine, it means it's okay, but I wouldn't
want it
again.
Not what you said. What'd you ask me?
Do you have any suggestions?
You asked, do I have any suggestions?
And you said it's fine.
I said it's fine.
Fine is not good.
No, but if you asked me how was it?
Fine is not good.
I would have been like, it was delicious.
Well, then you should have said that.
But that's not what you asked me.
You should have said, no, I had no suggestions. It was delicious. That's what you should have said.
Well, you didn't give me
this. It was perfect.
Aprilian knows how to answer.
Fine is perfect.
Fine is not perfect.
There it is.
Fine is C, middle of the road average. That's what fine.
No.
You're fine.
Not good is C.
Good is better than fine.
Fine is an
A. It's more of a B than a C.
No,
thank you.
It's like a B plus A minus.
I love having a Prillian because she always has
perfect is like 100.
One of my coworkers is on level 313 on Candy Crush.
What? Is he spending money, do you think?
She is.
In
fact, she said that Candy Crush has raped her, but I thought that was an inappropriate use of the word.
No, she chose to do it.
Yes, that was her choice. Apparently, she didn't have a safe word either.
Maybe might have put a roofie in her drink.
Yeah.
She didn't have a good safe word at all, apparently, for her.
So Renee made the bait. Garlic parmesan chicken.
I did.
And she was like, she cut into it. So let me ask you.
It was good. I really enjoyed it. I added more salt and seasoning than the recipe called for because they never.
Renee,
what?
That's not what you said Friday when you made it.
It was good.
You was like, I didn't put enough seasoning.
I thought, but then I tried it again the next day and it was fine. It's fine because it wasn't fresh. If it had been fresh, it would have been perfect that day.
So
I made something.
So,
yay.
And so, April, you said you made salmon and squash and onions.
Yeah, on Friday, I did a really bad thing that always makes me feel guilty, but it was so good.
What'd you do?
I made lobster.
What's bad about that?
You
didn't invite us?
The little live things, they look at you, they go, oh, you came to take us home.
Did you boil it alive?
Yeah.
Did you feel bad at all?
I felt awfully bad.
I would have felt horrible. Even though I like to eat it, I don't think I could kill it.
Do they make noises when you stick them in there?
I didn't hear any noise. Somebody said they did, but I didn't hear any.
Okay.
So how long does it take for them to die? They do die.
I know.
I think they were dead almost right away.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And I noticed you had something nice in the nice glass. Was that ice cream or something?
It was ice cream and milk with pecans on top and Oreos dipped into it.
Oh, I was sitting, I was like, yummy. It looks really good with it really is heaven right now. So
yeah, it was really good.
Cool. Let's go ahead and jump into a bit of Mr. Feisty.
Valentine's, odds and ends.
Birthday.
Birthday. I hope we don't have any more birthdays than what I had in my email, because this is all we get. That's birthdays.
All, that's all we get.
That's all we get.
What is it?
Well, I'm saying, if you don't come up with some by the time I get done with these, then that's all
how
we get.
How you know I'm not already doing
it? Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, who else is it?
So today's birthday is?
Today's birthday is In My Own Dreams.
Happy Yay! Birthday.
I love In My Own Dreams. Her and Keith are super cute.
Yep.
So happy birthday, In My Own Dreams.
Yep.
And my very, very, very good friend Kendra's birthday is Wednesday. We see her soon. That is my girl. That is my sister from another mister. Because that's what they say.
Yeah.
Been your girl. Love yeah. her. And then Garage's birthday is on Saturday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Garage.
You remember Garage, right?
Yeah, I remember.
You do remember Garage?
I do.
How do you know Garage?
From World of Warcraft, babe.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
She's the one that brought Garage into AIE for the first time.
Did you tell me that?
No, Garage did.
Oh, did Garage tell me that?
Garage told us that.
Oh, okay.
He was like, he knows the Prillian because she was the one that gave him his invite to AIE.
He was a fun dude.
Yep. So.
And there is also another birthday today.
What?
Whose birthday is it, Prillian?
My big sister Denise.
Ooh, happy birthday, Denise.
Happy birthday.
And it's her anniversary. She got married on her birthday.
That's cheating.
That is
30-year anniversary.
That's cheating.
That's cheating.
And guess what?
What?
There's another birthday from somebody in the chat room.
Oh.
Their birthday is Wednesday.
Oh.
It's Diddy's birthday. And for those of y'all who don't know, if you come in the chat room on your birthday week.
What happens?
We sing you happy birthday. So this is the deal. This is something we do. We're gonna sing the white version.
Okay.
Happy birthday. Unless you want to go.
That's
to the
racist, book. Renee.
Do you want to sing black version? Happy birthday.
We can sing white version and then wrap it up with the black version.
Okay.
We can't be racist.
We're not racist.
I don't know, Diddy. You want the black version or white version?
All right. Diddy, do you want the black happy birthday or the white happy birthday?
Oh, you want both of them?
Or do you want both?
If you want both.
That's being greedy.
Say both.
But you can say both. Say both. Black,
say
black,
both.
White, both.
So I want black and white birthday songs.
Black and white birthday songs.
He getting black and white birthday songs.
Okay.
I'm telling him. He don't want to say it.
He said
absolutely.
Version.
I want the black version.
So everybody already knows the white version. So we can skip that one if you want. Or
racist, Renee.
Okay, fine. Let's do both. Both if he has a choice. There you go.
Oh,
both.
He has a choice.
All right. So both. All right. Let's do the white version first.
All right.
Okay?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
April Storm is dead on purpose.
Happy birthday, dear Diddy. Happy birthday.
Maybe to be more politically correct, we could say there's the Marilyn Monroe version and the Stevie Wonder version.
Right. Sure. That's so much more politically correct, even though they don't know exactly what you mean.
No. Steve's is more celebratory, and Marilyn Monroe is more.
That's not Marilyn Monroe. That's just the original birthday
Marilyn
song.
Marilyn Monroe is more sexy.
It's happy birthday, Diddy. That would be more
do
like
you watch, hey, do you watch Mad Men?
No.
Okay. All right. Because you remember that?
What?
The birthday thing?
Oh, where she was doing the little thing. Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah.
You should watch Mad Men. I think you'd like it.
Yeah. You should watch it. No, that's probably the reason why she doesn't watch it.
Why? Because everybody else is watching it?
I don't know. Why don't you watch it?
I don't like to watch popular shows. My shows are always offbeat.
Doctor Who is Doctor popular.
Doctor Who is popular?
No, that's not.
Okay, it's popular in our circle of friends. This is true.
So is Mad Men.
Yeah.
It's too popular. So you don't watch Game of Thrones either?
No, never watched Game of Thrones.
Really?
Wow.
Did you read any?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Dexter, I can kind of understand a little bit, but
Dexter's popular, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dexter's popular. So looking at odds and ends here. Oh, speaking of which, talking about Mr. Feisty. If you all follow him on Twitter and everything else, he started sending out personal songs again. And he sent ours out, and I was actually, if you guys remember a while back, he sent these out, and I'm actually going to play Renee's.
I haven't heard these.
You haven't?
Is it the new ones, you said?
Yeah, these are the new ones.
Yeah, I haven't heard this.
I'm going to play Renee's first, so hopefully I can get to the volume before. Yep.
Renee Valentine, I wrote for you. Special song to get you through. I spent almost 5 minutes thinking of all the things that you like to do. But I couldn't figure out what the song should be about. So well, Renee, I hope you like the song I wrote for you.
Aww, I like how he
that
does.
Was nice.
All the songs almost sound the same, but it has your name in it, so it makes you feel good.
It's personalized.
It's very personalized.
So I have the same one, except it has my name in it. So thank you, Johnny,
thank
so
you,
much.
Thank you, Johnny. I always like to hear my name in a song. That's why, hey, do you know what one of my favorite songs is, Brilliant?
What?
LL Cool J, Around the World, Around the Way Girl. You know why?
Oh, yeah, because your name's in
it. Lisa, Angela, Pamela, Renee. I love you. I know that whole song too.
And you know, Renee thought she was the best because her name was last, so they saved the best for last.
They do
exactly.
And
yeah,
LL Cool J was my man. Yes, because he constantly licks his lips.
No.
That is his sexiest move, Aaron.
No.
You are so. It's awesome, Aaron.
No, it's not.
It is awesome.
It's not.
Y'all
awesome.
Need to stop hating
him,
on LL.
Him and Malik. What's his name?
Yoba.
Malik Yoba.
He had crusty lips.
That's what happens when you lick your lips,
Malik,
too much.
Well, LL Cool J always had chapstick then, because his were always
whatever.
Luscious.
So
y'all need to hush it up.
So you know,
Aaron.
You know,
I
Renee.
Like you no more.
Renee's mom and Renee kept all these notes and stuff they wrote back in high school, right?
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, read some of these notes, man. It makes you want to facepalm, you know, because I'm just like.
I was a mess back in high school.
Renee was
brilliant.
Like, we would say all the brothers,
ladies,
love,
what is it? With no fella,
all the.
We can say that here because no, it was back in the day. We can. Can we say that?
No, we can't say the N word.
Okay. N word loves.
No,
love,
no, no. What? You said the fellas love Renee and.
Renee loves
love
fellas,
the fellas
and just substitute.
Yeah.
The N word in it. But yeah, but I was in high school. Come on. You should see some of these notes, though.
Oh, gosh.
I remember that.
One note would be like, I broke up with so-and-so, and I'm moving on. Then 2 days later, be another note that says, I can't stop thinking about him.
So-and-so.
Maybe I didn't get, maybe we had more good times than we did bad, and I didn't think about it.
It's actually a little pathetic as you think about it. But yes, Udella, I so agree. Malik Yoba was cute on that cop show. It was called Undercover, and it
I
had
know.
That Hispanic dude on it. I can't remember his name, though.
But yeah, he had crusty lips. They all had crusty
Malik
lips.
Yoba had crusty.
They all have crusty
except
lips.
LL Cool J.
He had crusty lips.
We're not going to argue about him because I win every time.
Whatever.
He's like 55 years old, but he still look good. So.
Okay.
Yeah, because 55 is old.
Yeah, right. But yeah.
It's different.
So,
young.
Do you know how old I am?
I know exactly how old you are.
Okay.
Do I? You're like 42, right?
No, Jen. No. She's older than that.
She's 42.
Is she the meaning of life?
She looks 42.
Yes, but. Okay.
Look at
51.
She doesn't even look 51.
She don't.
You have a very young spirit.
Thank you. You know, somebody came to my window with a hat on that said 42, and I said, oh, is that about the meaning of life? And then I felt really bad because it was actually from the Jackie Robinson.
You know what? When I think about that.
I probably would have done the same thing.
Yep.
That's funny. Okay, sorry. Yeah. So I want to talk about this. I don't know if it's good or bad, but, well, we usually don't talk about controversial things much on here just because, you know, I don't know. I'm pussy. But the governor of North Dakota has done something dramatic. And I think it doesn't matter what side you're on, it's pretty dramatic. He has enacted the most restrictive abortion ban in the country yet thus so far.
Mm-hmm.
And actually sent this link to the Black Astronauts podcast so that you're going to hear this again, Aaron. So the North Dakota governor said that abortion is restricted after a fetal heartbeat is detected, which can be as early as 6 weeks. I know some people who don't even find out they're pregnant until after 6 weeks. So I don't know if I've said my feelings on abortion here on the podcast.
What are your feelings on abortion, babe?
I don't like that abortion has to happen, but I think abortion is necessary. The ability to choose is necessary.
Yeah, and you're just more that a person should have a choice.
Yeah, a person should have a choice. But I'm all for less abortions in the world, as I'm sure most people. I'm sure people who are pro-choice want less abortions in the world.
You know, right.
They want that. So, but 6 weeks, can you imagine some father impregnating his daughter and them not taking her to the doctor for, like, you know, a month and a half, and then she's forced to carry it?
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that breaks my heart a little bit that has to happen. And so it's pretty restrictive. And
if they want to do it that restrictive, then they should make birth control available freely without any problem.
They should hand it out in school.
Yeah,
if that's the
case. It's such an easy thing to happen.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, people
and once it happens, it affects your life so intensely that, yeah.
And people say, hey, use birth control. But guess what? Birth control is not 100%. It's just not. Right. And I'm sorry. Life is not all rainbows and everything where if you don't want a baby, just don't have sex. That's just not how life is. You know, that's how a perfect life is. These are not perfect lives. So I don't like that. And you all can send your hate mail to me. That's perfectly fine. But I don't like that. But I do understand the need for some restrictions. I'll say what I don't like, Aprilian. People who use abortion for birth control. Now that I don't like. They don't use condoms. They don't use pills. But yet when they get pregnant, they have an abortion. And they do it like 3 or 4 times.
Right.
It's more the repeat
offender type deal.
Yes.
But that's the thing.
That's just my personal view.
And I think that's what. Just kind of, you know, I think there should be pro-choice and everything else. But I think what it is that they can't, when they make the rules, they try to make it so general that what they're trying to cover up is like repeat offenders or something like that, that it ends up,
affecting
wrong people.
They need to find a better way to do things. I'm not saying I know a better way.
Right.
But there has to be a better way. They just aren't. That's what we pay them for. We pay their salary to think of better ways. And they're not doing a very good job. So, y'all need to get with it. Ugh. Made me just mad when I read that.
Yeah.
Ugh. I think there should be birth control in the water and you have to pass a test to get a.
Oh, my gosh. That would be awesome if you could opt in to get pregnant. Like,
yeah.
It'd be awesome if the bodies were naturally on the off switch.
Right.
And then you turn it on instead of having to turn it off.
You go in, your doctor say, okay.
You ready to get pregnant now? Yes, yep. I am. Okay, let's flip that switch for you. That'd be great.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Maybe in the future.
I mean, they can do a lot of things in the future. I mean, the freaking matrix. Your dog is awesome.
Sorry.
You should, show everybody. This is
Master.
Puppy.
This is Jasper.
Hi, Jasper.
Hi.
He's so, all.
Yeah, she tortures them.
Yeah, it's okay.
No, I'm not torturing him. I'm trying to get him to behave because he wants to go out.
Oh, well, don't worry, Jasper. We're almost done. So you just hold your pen. Yeah. So I just want to do a quick pick of the week while we play our music out. I just want to bring this up. We were reminded this weekend of Strong Bad.
Yep.
Strong Bad is a character on Homestar Runner, which is, I don't know who it was created by. Hold on. It's a major character of the Homestar Runner series. It's created by Matt and Mike Chapman and Craig Zobel. And he's pretty darn funny. He has a series and he reads email. And Homestar Runner, they call it tree mail for yep. Homestar Runner sometimes. It's so funny. But they have different skits and he's doing email on a what? What is the
on different
computer?
Types of computers.
They're always old school computers he's doing read email on. So right. That's my pick. Let me put in the, I'm going to put his Wikipedia page and they have links to all the stuff. So
and,
Strong Bad.
And also a podcast we talked about earlier is Behind the Avatar with Lita from Australia, who hooked us up with a lot of goodies from the Down Under.
Yeah, you guys got more than I do.
Yep.
Well, there are two of us, Aprilian.
And then,
yeah, that's true.
Stop being so selfish.
And then, Aprilian, tell everybody, where can they find you?
Control-Alt-Wow, which can be found at controlaltwow.com, and we're also on iTunes, and you can go there and look at the reviews that complain that we're not hardcore.
Hardcore.
Yeah, people say they're hardcore. I love your complaints because you all just laugh at them every time.
Yeah.
It's great.
I mean, yep. And I'm on Twitter at Aprilian and at Control-Alt-Wild.
Cool.
CTRL.
CTRL. ALT. WOW. So, if you want to reach Renee and I, or you want to write the show, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. If you want to call us, you can do so at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-75-2278. I don't have my notes up, and I'm doing this by... And if you want to go to Facebook, you can see us on Facebook.
That's backwards.
Facebook.com/ValentineCast. Also, our Twitter feed.
Am I doing it all?
You're doing it way
backwards, and don't be stepping on my...
Okay.
So I'm going to do the Twitter feed just because
okay.
It was up front, but you already did the calling. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy, and my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
April, thank you so much for being here.
Please come back again.
And thank you so much for being a great mentor to us.
Thank you.
And encouraging us.
Thank you for doing what you do. Thank you for, you bring so much to my day at work. I look forward to whenever I see your podcast show up on the feed. And you guys are great. And I want to give you both big hugs.
Yep.
Next year. We're spectacular.
Or unless we come up there. Never know.
Yes. Never know.
So chat room, thank you all for hanging with us tonight. It was awesome. You guys were awesome. Sorry about the little break in the middle, but you know how it is. Grown folk gotta work. All right.
Gotta pay the bills.
Well, we'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Hey, did you hear that Tyler Perry is gay?
Really? I didn't know that.
Did he finally admit it?
No, one of his buddies outed him.
Well, okay. Sorry, I had to laugh at that.
Sorry.
Bye.
Breaking news.
I know that was a surprise.
Tyler Perry's gay, y'all.
Peace.